if we continue to have young people, we're going to have something for them to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we're going to try to talk to the young people as well. Amen. I believe that language of the Lord not only is for our adults, young adults, middle age, elderly, but also for young people. People who are in elementary school, middle school, high school. The word is for everybody. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So we're going to be talking from our theme, amen, building up inside and increasing my outside. Coming from 1 John, the Bible is progressively falling apart. I have to get a new one, I guess. 1 John, the first chapter. I'd just like to start really reading at verse 1. First John is at the back of the Bible. 1 John, first chapter, beginning at verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. For today, we are looking at 1 John 1, 1 through 7, and specifically verses 6 through 7. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. We would ask that you would bow your heads as we go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you, God, again on today, this opportunity to come into your presence. Lord, we do not take it by happenstance that we are here today, but because of your benevolent mercy and grace, we are able to declare that God is our Savior, that God is our Lord. that Jesus, who died for our sins, have brought us to this place. Now, Lord, as we ask that you would touch the ears of the hearer and the mouth of the speaker, I ask, God, that you would hide me behind your cross, that I may encourage somebody today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may take your seats. Today we want to preface the message with walking in the light. During a time in which we are facing so many challenges, I don't know how many of you are facing challenges. Some of us are facing challenges on our jobs. Some of us are facing challenges with our health. And there are others who are facing challenges in our families. Our young people are facing challenges in the schoolhouse, and the many issues that are found in the schoolhouse, particularly since now there is no prayer in school. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
The challenges of making the best grades as possible, the challenges of learning as much as we can in school each day. Amen, young people. Amen, young people. I'm trying to learn something every day. Amen. And as we deal with the issues of bullying, the issues of just trying to be good students. And these challenges impact our relationships with God. They sometimes change the direction that God would have us to be going in. It causes us to begin to think about, what will I do going forward? Will I continue in the same manner as I've had? Will there be some changes that will change the way that I look at life? Today, many have made a decision that church is not necessary, that we don't need church. The issue really becomes not whether or not you need church. The issue becomes, do you need God? If you need God, then you will then come to church to become encouraged and inspired to do greater things in your life, to be better students, to be better children, to be better at what we do. Our theme is presented in a concise statement. But what we are saying is that building up my internal spirit of God, and I'm increasing my anointing and power and presence of God on the outside. So many times we feel as though the outside is what people care about. But the reality is that God is really concerned about what's happening on the inside. And when we begin to talk about what's happening on the inside, we truly need to be truthful with ourselves. We need to be true about what God sees about us. We're not talking about our roles as individuals. We're not talking about being a good father. Because I know that many of the fathers are good fathers, and they desire to be good fathers, and there's some things that we have done that may not be considered a good father, but overall we are good fathers. Same thing for mothers. We have been good mothers. Amen. We have done the things that mothers do, but there's some things that we didn't do as well.
Amen.
But we feel as though we're good mothers.
Yeah.
We're good sons and daughters.
Yeah.
Amen. We do good sons things and good daughter things. Amen. But it is a role that we have, that we handle, and we move through. I could take myself because I have the same issue. Amen. Am I a good pastor? Amen. Do I do the things that a good pastor does? I'm sure I do a lot of them, but I don't do all of them. Amen. Another role that we have is, are we good employees? I'm sure that we have been good employees and some things that we don't do, but we have been overall good employees. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Maybe we have been a manager or a supervisor, and we've been good supervisors, we've been good managers, but there's some areas that we need to work on. And so, but overall, we are good managers and good supervisors. We're good neighbors. Amen. And you get the sense that where I'm going, we're good church members. Amen. And we're good friends. The same thing applies. We have been good, amen, at least from the perspective of our people who we have been servicing and that we have been working with. But there are some things that we have not done, amen. But overall, we have been good. But we're not talking about our roles. We're not talking about how good of a parent we have been. We're viewing ourselves as God would view us, which would mean that we would have to present ourselves naked before God. So we would have to be true, amen, to ourselves as we look at ourselves nakedly as God would look at us. And we know that there are some holes in our living. Amen. I know as the pastor, I lead the group of individuals who are not, amen, ideal according to God's way. And when we think about being true, there's so many terms that we could use to connote what that would mean. And that would be something like an ideal person, a consistent person, a person that is steadfast, and a person who is loyal and honest and just and righteous. These are some things when we start talking about bearing ourselves open unto God and being true about who we are. those areas that nobody else can see, those areas that God, amen, sees every day, those areas that we as individuals who love God need to work on. We need to do some things that would open the door so that we could find ourselves to be better.
Amen.
We understand that you've been good in a lot of different ways. But the truth of the matter is, we've got some work to do on ourselves.
Amen.
Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
There's some areas that we've got to shore up so that we can walk pleasing before God. I thank God that we are operating in grace now. Because if we were not operating in grace, we may find ourselves under pushing up daisies. I know that there's been a lot of issues in the Bible where people who came before God and thought they were this and that and ended up pushing up daisies. We are reminded of the man and the woman who came before God saying that they gave all they had, and they said, why? Peter said, why did you lie to the Holy Ghost? And each one, as they came, dropped dead before him.
Amen.
We're reminded that even in the Old Testament, that they tied a string to the high priest as he went in once a year for the sins of the people. And if there was not things done right, they find themselves being pulled out of the holies of holies by the rope because God has struck them down dead.
Amen.
Well, we live in the grace, and so we can move and still get away. But there's some areas in our lives that we need to straighten up. And we look at the Word of God. The Word of God is pretty clear. One of the things that we find in 1 John is that it talks about the same thing that it talks about in John. The Bible declares in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's the first thing that it says to the people of God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing, anything made that was made. I know young people, one of the verses that you should be trying to memorize should be John 1:1. Amen. And go tell your parents, amen. John 1:1, it says the following: in the beginning was the Word.
Yes.
And the Word was God, with God, and the Word was God. These are scriptures that are foundational scriptures. Somebody say amen. And they are important to the understanding that before there was a world, there was God.
Yeah.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And so as we go on down through John, it talks about the fact that in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We wonder why John begins 1 John in a similar way. He begins 1 John 1, amen, reminding us that that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life, for the life was manifested and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life. Sometimes we begin to wonder, why does God remind us?
Yes.
Amen. Why does God remind us? And what we find is in the Word of God that God reminds us on a regular basis on a number of issues. He'll say the same thing over and over again. I don't know about you, but as a parent, we had to say the same thing over and over again. We had to say it every day, every week, every month, every year. The same thing. We had to be repetitive. We weren't that smart. Not to say that we weren't intelligent, but we weren't that smart. Because what would happen is we would forget. No, we didn't forget what it says. We would forget in the actions of what it says. And so we had to be reminded that no, you cannot do those things. These are the things that we will do. We will go to church. We had to be reminded. We needed to know this word of God and learn the scriptures. Amen. And that's why we have this time called God Speaks, so that we can learn the scriptures and we can repeat them over and over again.
Amen.
Not because we have forgotten them, but because we need to know the meaning of the scriptures in our lives, in our situations, as we face different challenges, as the challenges get greater and as they become more difficult. We need to remember what the scripture says. The scripture says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No matter how difficult it becomes, I have to be reminded that it is possible that God will make a way. When I forget that I need to be studying my schoolwork, young people, when I need to be studying my schoolwork, I have to be reminded, today you need to come home, open up the book, and read, and do the problems, and work out whatever it is that you're supposed to do.
Amen.
As a young student. Can you hear me, young people?
Amen.
If you do, say amen.
Amen.
Same thing with adults. We have to be reminded that God is still Lord.
Yes.
We know it. We understand it. But as one of my friends said one day, while I was looking for a job, he said, well, you're a man of God. God is going to take care of you.
Amen.
I was encouraged by that statement. Not because I didn't know it. Not because I didn't understand it. But for some reason, I had gone off to the left wondering if God was going to take care of me. Was this going to be my lot for the rest of my life? Was I going to be in a position where I would have to hustle super hard to make it? And so, as we lie naked before God, We don't have to take and be negative about ourselves. The truth of the matter is, it is what it is. We are who we are. But we can't stay where we are. We have to do better. And that's where God comes in. Because God is light. When we begin to look at what it says in 1 John, it says in verse 3, that which we have have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Lord Father, with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. And this is the message which you have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. God is light. John wants to remind us that this fellowship with him is not with John, but it is with God and with Jesus. Amen. That is the fellowship. And that fellowship incorporates the light. The light that is shined upon us. That's why he says, no matter if we've been good fathers, good mothers, good employers, good parents, no matter if we've been good church members, the light of God is still shining upon us. The question is, are we putting blinders on that light? You know how we like to do. We'll just shield this part from the light. Because we don't want God to really deal with this one. We don't want God to deal with this aspect of my life. I would rather it be in darkness and the rest of me be in the light. Because God will fellowship with me anyway. Because God is a merciful God. But we understand that though it may be true, there are some areas in our lives that we need to allow the light to get to. And we need to start dealing with those areas. There's some areas in our life that we have been saying to ourselves, we need to do something about that. But we have not done anything. Sort of like when you were in school, young people, and you can do some things real well. Now, I don't know what grade y'all guys are in. You know, fifth grade, maybe? Sixth grade. How about the twins? What grade you in?
Third.
Okay. How about you? What grade you in? Fourth. Well, there's some mathematical terms that you learn as you go from first grade through sixth grade. Some things that you learn that are the foundational parts of being able to accomplish Algebra 1 and geometry. And Algebra 2 and trigonometry. If you don't learn those principles while you are in first through sixth grade, when you get into seventh grade, you're going to have difficulty. And there's some things that we can do very well. There are some things that we don't do very well.
Yes.
I don't know in fourth grade whether or not you do fractions or not. I know you start pretty early now. I don't know whether or not you do problem solving. Amen. They're starting earlier than when they were when I was coming through. Amen. Elementary school. But the fact of the matter is, but there's some things in my education that I can grasp very easily, and I can run with it. And there's some things where I need somebody to help me along. And this is what we're talking about. Those areas that I need somebody to help me along. I need a tutor. I need someone to walk with me. I need someone who's been there to tell me. I need to stand before God and ask God to give me some information and some wisdom so that I can be wholly thine, not partially, so I can have a full education and not just be good on a few things. Oh yeah, I'm good in science and I'm good in biology, but I'm terrible in math. I'm good in history, but I'm not good at woodshop. Amen. I want to be good in everything. Well, the same thing, God wants us as individuals, wants us to be good on everything. And so we've been toying with the light, shining it on parts we want it to see. But walk in darkness in some of the areas of life. When God wants us to walk in the light, as he is in the light. Amen. God walks wholly in the light because he is the light. And he wants us to walk wholly in the light. I know we are certainly trying to become better because nobody is like God. Nobody is perfect. But it is our life's goal to become better.
Yes,
somebody say amen.
Amen.
And when we begin to understand that we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we will have fellowship one with another.
Amen.
And what a day we have. Can you imagine, amen, when we as the people of God get together and fellowship. Amen. When we begin to give God, amen, the praise and the glory and the honor, amen, together. Not because of what he's done. Not because of what he's done in our lives. Not because of how he's brought us through.
Yes.
Not because of how he's taken one of my problems and turned it into something great. But, you know, we would be having fellowship, amen, because we are walking in the light.
Yeah.
We're walking in a way that is pleasing unto God.
Yeah.
We are shoring up our weak areas. We are taking our weak areas, amen, and making them our strong suits.
Yeah.
We are declaring unto God that, you know, Lord, I cannot continue in the way that I have been going. I've got to make a way, amen. I got to turn myself around, amen. And I got to work into those areas where there's needed work done, amen. And when I begin to be able to walk in the light, one with another, amen. The Bible says, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Well, you know what? We can be cleansed from all sin every day. If we ask. If we ask God, we can be cleansed from all of our sins every day. Every day. We can walk in the light every day. Now, I know we got some problem areas, but we can walk in the light, amen, as we ask God to forgive us of our sins. But there are some areas that we got to work on. Maybe there be some areas that we don't have to ask God for forgiveness because we've got it shored up finally. We've got some things fixed, praise God. And so what we want to talk about, amen, as we go forward is how do we get these areas shored up? What is the process that we have to go through to get it straightened and get it strong so that we can continue praising God, amen, knowing that we are taking steps toward being more like Christ? What is it that I'm going to have to do? That's what we want to talk about going forward. We're just trying to introduce to you right now who and what our theme is, or what our theme is. Because you know something, the song goes, something on the inside moving on the outside. Oh, what?
Change.
Oh, what a change in my life. I don't know about you, but there are some changes that I want to make in my life. There's some things that I want to, amen, turn around. There's some things, amen, that I want to do for the Lord, but because of the spots on my hands, because, amen, my mind won't wrap around the opportunity that God wants to give me, I can't do it. But if I would just, amen, put my hands out before God, and then He would take the spots off my hands and allow me to be able to stand and give God praise. Not because I'm anybody great. Not because the spots have been removed. But because of just the fact that my body and my mind are in sync. That my spirit man is on the same plateau. Amen. Where I can render praise unto God in a pure and holy way. Oh, not because I raise my hands because I feel something, but I raise my hands because I know that God is moving and stretching, amen, in my life, turning my life around. That I no longer have to make allowances for those areas that are holding me back. I don't have to say I gotta think about it no more. I don't have to worry about wondering whether or not somebody's gonna find out. I don't have to worry about whether or not I'm going to make a change someday. But I can make a change, hallelujah, right now. And I can begin, praise God, to see the fruit of my labor. It's all I'm working my way down in weight. I can see the fruit of my labor. It's sort of like, praise God, I've got more money at my disposal. Yeah, that's because I've been frugal and I've been saving and I've been doing better with my money. I can see the fruit of my labor. So, praise God, we want to talk to you, amen, about walking in the light.
Amen.
Next week, we will talk about some other aspects and go a little bit deeper. Amen. But we want to thank God for your patience on today. I'd like to have been able to preach like I wanted to, but amen. You know, sometimes you got to be able to make some adjustments.
Amen.
To get the word out.
Yes.
And that is the word. That we're going to be a church walking in the light. The theme, amen, is not just a corporate theme. It doesn't mean just that we're building up inside of our church and that we can see the increase on the outside. but it is also an individualistic theme, a theme about what's happening on the inside of us. Because you know, the church is made up of individuals. A church who's not, building individualistically on the inside and allowing God to move on the outside is a church that's going nowhere. Just fanning and just talking and no power, no authority. So we're going to be, going further and deeper into the hearts and minds of the people of God, that we might be a church walking in the light. Somebody say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're going to prepare. First of all, we want to offer Jesus. Sometimes we have to be reminded that we gave our life to Jesus. Some of us many years ago, maybe some have not yet, but we have to be reminded that Jesus came to save man. Jesus doesn't say he's going to save the world, because the world will not get saved. So, is there one that would want to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Is there one? We ask that you stand, those who can stand. Perhaps on this first Sunday of the year, stand and ask God to touch your heart. You might want to ask God to make some changes in your heart. Yourself, but maybe you're praying for someone else that their lives would be touched. Amen. Thank you. perhaps it may be someone else who wants to stand in proxy for someone else.